Rural Alaska communities rely on mail service more than most. It is a supply line for things like medication and other necessities. That's why Skagway residents are concerned with their postal service after two employees were let go, leaving the post office short-staffed and overwhelmed. Margaret Friedenauer of station KHNS has more.
Customers like Reba Ratty are calling the situation at the Skagway post office unacceptable.
I keep quoting the Big Lebowski and saying, this will not stand. Will not stand, man. And so hopefully, hopefully people are listening.
Word about short staffing at the post office got out when former clerk Arian Burnham mentioned recently on her Facebook page that she had been fired. The American Postal Workers Union is helping her contest the firing. But a second postal clerk was also let go a few days after Burnham, leaving only a temporary postmaster manning the office. Burnham said she spoke out because while losing her job is worrisome, she is also concerned with what the short staffing will do to the rest of the town.
And because the post office is such a major thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's your mail, that's your bills, that's Christmas presents, that's packages from loved ones, that's medication, that's... there's so much that is involved with the post office.
In the last week, residents have expressed frustration not only about the firing of two well-liked postal clerks, but with the long lines and delays they are now experiencing at the post office, especially coming into the holiday season. Several customers said they are waiting more than an hour to buy stamps or pick up packages. In a town with no pharmacy, customers waiting for deliveries of medication said they're worried about mail getting sorted and distributed in a timely manner. Skagway Tourism Director Carlton Donahue says outgoing and incoming mail already seems to be backed up.
I had some letters to mail, and I put them in the little slot. I had to push them in forcefully because the mail was stacked up so high.
But Postal Service officials said they are confident they have staffing issues resolved. Spokesperson Ernie Swanson said the temporary postmaster is remaining on staff until a permanent hire can be made, probably sometime early next year. And the Juneau Post Office is planning on sending clerical help to staff the office until permanent clerks are hired.
So we think we're going to be in good shape for the holiday mailing season.
That's not placating residents like Ratty. She's one of dozens who posted on the Skagway Swap Facebook page about who to contact to complain about the situation. She's reached out to the Alaska Congressional Delegation, the Governor's Office, the USPS Consumer Advocate Line in Washington, D.C., and the Director of USPS Anchorage Branch.
I've just kind of taken it upon myself to call everyone and anyone that is willing to listen.
This isn't the first time the post office has caused concerns in Skagway. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office intervened in May when she was alerted to concerns about the post office during a visit to town. At that time, understaffing was a concern for the summer tourism season, and mail delivery was backed up by several weeks. Murkowski established an email for Skagway residents to lodge complaints, and by July, it seemed things were mostly resolved when the Postal Service authorized the hiring of an additional employee. But with another siege of complaints, Murkowski spokesperson Matthew Felling said the office reactivated that email, and the senator is interested in figuring out if there is a bigger problem behind Skagway's recurring staffing issues at the post office. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.